are we to understand a God that leads? In Good Friday, we find an act of solidarity that meets us in our questions, doubts, and pain. This is our story. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello there, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer for Friday, April 10th. So glad that you are tuning in again with us. Today was one of those strange days. I made the trek to the grocery store to pick up a few of those essential items that we were running low on. And as I was at the store and just walking around and seeing the social distancing in action, it was just remarkable to watch. How much our world has changed in such a short time. And really, again, grateful for people taking it serious, but at the same time realizing, man, this is strange. This is remarkable times we live in. And I was just processing and seeing all this happen. And honestly, I began thinking of so many of you, our church community. This is Holy Week. This is the week we would have been gathering multiple times throughout this weekend to be together, to celebrate the center of our hope and our faith. And so it was just this strange kind of paradox, again, knowing that we are close in this moment of Holy Week and in these celebrations, but yet so distant. So thank you for tuning in. Again, I did think of all of you all that in some weird way we've been praying together through all of this, and just hope that again you are feeling that sense of unity in some way. As we talk about Holy Week, today is Good Friday. One of the high points of the Christian calendar, and I think in some ways this story of Good Friday can succumb to that old axiom that from familiarity breeds unfamiliarity. We become so accustomed to this story. We, for good reason, celebrate the death of Jesus multiple times, often, not just once a year. But yet because of that, we can actually grow a bit stale to the story. It can lose its edge at times because we've grown so familiar with it. And so today I thought, we would rightfully so maybe just explore this story again and look, just skim the surface. There's so much depth in the cross. There's so much that happens in this moment in the church story. But I just want to touch a little bit of it. It's one of these days, it's one of these stories that is just filled with paradox, right? In some ways it's the day of deep darkness, of injustice, of death and undue violence. But at the same time, it's a story of hope. It's a story that Jesus fulfills his ministry, his work. It's the place of both death and life. It's in some ways a representation of evil and yet also that which is holy. At the very center of this story is this paradox. And that's a fascinating one for us to really kind of wrestle with. But one of the things I think I find so much hope in is that it reminds me that the Christian story is big enough to handle both the depth of celebration of resurrection, right? Come Sunday, we will celebrate the resurrected Jesus, new creation bursting forth right here, right now, in the midst of this world, God reconciling this world. So we'll celebrate that, but on Friday we celebrate death. We celebrate a God who bleeds, a God who will breathe his last. And that's interesting. That's for us to hold that kind of hope and that kind of story. To me, it allows me to recognize I can bring the fullness of my human experience to God. That in my moments of pain and my moments of joy, our story is big enough to hold both of those. Because in a lot of ways, God has felt both of those more than we have. So I want to reflect a little bit. I want to look at Mark 15 just briefly and listen to these words. It says, at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. And with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. Consider what we just heard. Mark, the gospel writer, records really, I think, two fascinating things as we consider Jesus on the cross. He records Jesus crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then he records that Jesus breathes his last. I mean, again, pause to consider. You know, no one saw this coming. The disciples didn't see this coming. I mean, no one saw the story of a God who is suffering. No one saw or expected that there would be a God who would give himself over to death. I mean, it's beyond the conception of what the disciples were at. It's beyond the story that we would create. But yet what we see in this moment in the story is we look on the cross and we see Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, hanging there bleeding. And he is experiencing and enduring the humiliation of death. And not just that, he's experiencing it in front of a crowd that days earlier were chanting, Hosanna, Hosanna. And now they're chanting, crucify him, crucify him. I mean, again, this seems hard to wrap our heads around. But you know, what does this mean for us? And obviously there's so much going on. There's so much about salvation and all of that that's happening. But most of that finds its meaning in Easter. And so before we rush to Easter, I want to just pause and think, what does it mean that God died on a cross before Easter? What does it mean in that moment? And you know, before, again, that we get there, I think we need to recognize that the pain of Good Friday really helps us to understand the depth of what Jesus did on the cross. So listen to, this is a German theologian named Jürgen Moltmann, and he writes this. He says, our disappointments, our loneliness, and our defeats do not separate us from him. They draw us more deeply into communion with him. And with the final unanswered cry, why, my God, why, we join in his death and cry and await with him the resurrection. Good Friday is the most comprehensive and most profound expression of Christ's fellowship with every human being. I mean, listen to what Moltmann's saying there. He's saying that in our disappointment, in our loneliness, in our defeats, we are not actually separated from God, but rather we are drawn more deeply into communion with him because it's in those moments that we cry out the same way Jesus did. My God, why have you forsaken me? Suffering for God is not a theory. Pain is not an abstract conception. But rather, suffering is the experience that God entered into as an act of deep solidarity with humanity. Church, the cross is an act of solidarity with a broken creation. Because Jesus says, I will enter most fully into that and experience the same pain that you have experienced. It is at its most fundamental level a way of Jesus saying, I am with you. And so as Jesus hangs on the cross in that agony, he cries out the same thing that we often cry out, why, God, why? And you know, what I find fascinating is in response to that question, we don't get answers, at least not yet. We don't get solutions. What we get is Jesus crying out to God again and breathing his last. Because again, I think what we need in our moments of brokenness, in our moments of suffering, is we don't need answers, we need solidarity. And God says, I will enter that with you. So what I thought we'd do to close our time is I want to just spend a moment praying those words of Psalm 22 that come from Jesus' mouth. And I want to pray through these, and then I want to close us in a prayer over Good Friday. So why don't you now just kind of settle into your chair. Maybe again, find yourself slowing down to the cadence of your breath. I want you just to take a moment and realize that God's presence is with you now. He's sitting with you. He is present wherever you are. Just take a moment. And as you take that moment, maybe just consider in gratitude all that Good Friday means. Thank you. consider the fact that whatever it is you're facing, whatever pain, whatever hurt, whatever betrayal, whatever loneliness, whatever desperation, whatever it is you're experiencing, Good Friday reminds us that Jesus is with you. He is present with you. So let me read these words from Psalm 22 in just a couple verses and consider them a prayer. Consider them maybe the cry of your own heart. But as I read these, I want you to consider what the disciples were facing at this moment. Again, they didn't know of Easter yet. We're still on Good Friday. Easter's coming, but right now it's Good Friday. We're not there yet. So we sit and we wait, but listen to these words, the same words that Jesus said from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you, they cried out and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame. Church, what is it that you're experiencing now? Maybe just spend a moment and sit with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me to see clearly the pain, the hurt that I'm holding. And I want you just to envision holding that before the Holy Spirit and recognizing that God is there with you in that moment. I just want to close with this prayer, which is actually a familiar song that some of you have probably heard. But consider this a prayer. It says, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small? Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.